Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Dr. Nephew Ryo acknowledges Northeastern Council's role in Nagaland's development. India asks International Monetary Fund to reconsider financial assistance to Pakistan. India to send multi-party delegations abroad to present stand against Pakistan-backed terrorism. And State School Education Director Razuse Vese underscores importance of cybersecurity. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Dr. Nephew Ryo has expressed appreciation for the significant contributions of the Northeastern Council, NEC, towards the development of Nagaland. He made this remark during a meeting with NEC members Tenzing Norbu Tongdok and Longki Pangcho to discuss NEC-funded projects in the state. Dr. Ryo also acknowledged the Council's support to infrastructure initiatives across the state. India has asked the International Monetary Fund to reconsider its financial assistance to Pakistan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that a large portion of the funds will be directed towards supporting terror-related infrastructure within Pakistan. Addressing the air warriors at Air Force Station Bhuj this afternoon, he said in today's Times, any form of economic assistance to Pakistan is no less than terror financing. Mr. Singh commended the Indian Air Force for its swift and decisive action during Operation Sindoor, stating that it made all Indians proud, both at home and abroad. He emphasized that the operation sent a strong message against terrorism and showcased India's military strength and preparedness.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में भारतीय वायुसेना ने जो प्रभावी भूमिका निभाई है उसकी सराहना इस देश में ही नहीं बल्कि दुनिया के दूसरे देशों में भी हो रही है आपके इस ऑपरेशन में न केवल दुश्मनों को डॉमिनेट किया है आपने बल्कि उन्हें डेसिमेट करने में भी कामयाबी हासिल की है आतंकवाद के खिलाफ चलाए गए इस अभियान को नेतृत्व हमारी एयरफोर्स ने ही किया जिसने अपने शौर्य पराक्रम और प्रताप से आसमान की नई और बुलंद ऊंचाइयों को भी छू लिया है
The defense minister said that in Operation Sindoor, the armed forces not only dominated the enemy but also succeeded in decimating them. The government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. The move is intended to further highlight New Delhi's stance on terrorism emanating from Pakistan to the global community and is expected to kickstart next week. School Education Director Razuse Vese today underscored the importance of cybersecurity and addressed misconceptions about government school students. Speaking at the one-day inter-district science seminar at Rezekre Government Higher Secondary School, Kohima, he urged students to use technology responsibly and adopt safe online practices.
Now, with the advance of technology, now we are very easy now. In many ways, we are saving time to a great extent, our money, our physical hassle, moving here and there. But we have to judiciously make use of this kind of technology. We need to protect ourselves, our system, computer system, our data or network, so as to avoid unauthorized access to our data or our personal security.
Highlighting the achievements of government school students, he dispelled misconceptions that they are inferior, saying that they are equally capable as those in private schools. Mr. Vese, a government school alumnus himself, informed that the department gives admission preference to students from government schools, irrespective of grades. He encouraged teachers in the state capital to set an example and assured continued efforts to improve infrastructure and performance monitoring. A total of 18 schools from various districts participated in the seminar. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Dr. Nephew Ryo yesterday said the Northeast Cricket Development Council, NECDC, has given the Northeast region a credible voice and reshaped its cricketing journey. He said this during the inauguration of the NECDC office at the Naglan Cricket Stadium, Sovima. Dr. Rio, who is also convener of NECDC, said the council was born out of a compelling need to unite six Northeast states at a time when they remain unrecognized by the BCCI. He added that NECDC is more than an institution, but also stands as a symbol of solidarity.
The NECDC, at last, we're getting a home, an office, which will unite us and bring us closer so that together we can forge ahead. With that hope, it's a great pleasure on behalf of all of us to inaugurate this NECDC office open. God bless.
Commending the unwavering commitment of all NECDC member states and stakeholders, he noted that the youth of the region are now enjoying opportunities that were once unimaginable. Dr. Rio also emphasized the importance of the younger generation understanding the legacy and struggle that made these opportunities possible. Operation Sindoor has lit a fire in the heart of the nation. The daring and calculated mission by the Indian Armed Forces struck deep at the roots of terror beyond the border. It has echoed India's sentiment loud and clear that it will not bow to fear but stand tall in unity. An ex-serviceman in Wokha district committed support to the present government for the success of the operation.
हम ये वादा करता हूँ कि हम भरपूर सैनिक वो खर्टिस्टिक लगभग आर्म फोर्सेस एक सर्विसमैन पोलिस छात्र और 101 विधवा विटो और वीर नारी दो ये सब हिम्मत ग्रह की साथ आपकी सरकार के साथ है.
Operation Sindoor is not just a mission, it is a message that India will always rise to defend its own and respond with united strength. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 58th Jnanpith Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Rambhacharya in New Delhi for the year 2023. Jagatguru Rambhacharya and the renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023 for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking at the event, the president congratulated both the personalities.
भारतीय ज्ञानपीठ इन दो शब्दों में भारत भूमि में विकसित ज्ञान तथा सृजन की परंपराओं की मूलभूत एकता व्यक्त होती है ये एकता पूरी भारत में व्याप्त भावनात्मक सांस्कृतिक और साहित्यिक एकता की अभिव्यक्ति है भारत की सभी भाषाओं के साहित्य में भारत की मिट्टी की महक होती है.
On the occasion, Jagatguru Rambhacharya expressed happiness on receiving the award, saying his literary work was recognized. Naglan Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam has called for stricter administrative discipline and effective implementation of government directives across departments. Chairing a meeting of AHODs and HODs in Kohima yesterday, he acknowledged improved office attendance but stressed the need for continued monitoring. Dr. Alam urged departments to act on key policies including premature retirement reviews, short-term worker guidelines, and the formation of internal complaints committees under the Sexual Harassment Act. He also emphasized adherence to the Naglan Rules of Executive Business 2020 and regular attendance at official state functions. Deputy Commissioner Chumukedima Polan John has announced a temporary restriction of vehicular movement along the route from Chumukedima Town Old Check Gate to New Chumukedima via Old Chumukedima Village. The restriction is due to ongoing road construction work and will remain in place till the work is completed. Only vehicles directly engaged in the construction will be allowed. Commuters are advised to take note and plan their travel accordingly. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Dr. Nipyu Ryo acknowledges Northeastern's Council role in Nagaland's development. India asks International Monetary Fund to reconsider financial assistance to Pakistan. India to send multi-party delegations abroad to present stand against Pakistan-backed terrorism. And State School Education Director Razuse Vese underscores importance of cybersecurity. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the morning English news. Good night.